I know I'm not alone, but it feels a bit strange to admit. When I see a nice set of hands, I have no control. Mm-mm. My mind wanders to where they could be touching me. All the ways they would touch, test, and indulge me. Oh, to be graced, stroked, pinched and grabbed, maybe even scratched and spanked. There isn't a single standard for nice hands. Thick, rough, calloused hands some days, and other times gentle, smooth, and slender hands. I need to feel your strongest grip and your most sensitive touch. To know how hard you think a pinch should be, how far a twist should go. I've had countless fantasies about how a pair of hands could please me. Sometimes it's someone I know, a stranger, and sometimes it's you. It's fantasy. We don't speak. I'm busy doing something else, but you stop me. We're standing fully clothed and you're behind me. Your fingers trace along my neck, down my shoulders and arms. Goosebumps shiver through me and my whole body flushes with anticipation. You let the moment hang before you continue, lightly grazing me with your fingers and knuckles. You explore, learning my body through touch, and I ache to teach you with my moans. You know where I want your hands to wander. Teasing and grabbing all the right places that aren't where I need you to go. My tension builds and builds and builds, making me want more. Brushing the nape of my neck, stroking the back of my arms, drawing shapes on my back and running your hands along my ribs. The sensation is so close to a tickle, but I'm far from laughing. Heat rushes through me, pulsing between my legs as you surprise me with every move. My heart races, wondering, where are you going next? This uncertainty is what I can't imitate on my own. I need you to be in control. To find and take my orgasm from me. Panting, I lean back into you. You know I need more. And I'm getting impatient. Finally, you find your way to my chest. Gripping my breasts. My hard nipples push against my bra, begging to be pinched. It hurts so good when your thumb and index finger clamp around them both. Even blocked by clothing, I gasp and shudder at your touch. As you pinch and pull, waves of warm pleasure run through me. Your breath on my neck is urgent, almost as needy as I am. I whimper when your hands move, feeling them glide across my body. One hand slides under my shirt and the other roams down my stomach. You twist my nipple just below my navel. I squirm and writhe, begging you to move your hand lower, but you tease me further, sliding a finger just beneath my waistband and stopping. I need your fingers to feel the wetness they have caused to make it worse. Instead, your hands travel to mine, gently guiding me to remove my pants. I'm eager to more. So I oblige. You stop me from removing my soaked panties and guide me to the couch. You pull my shirt over my shoulders and I'm left in my underwear, trembling. I sit on your lap and lie back onto you. I feel your heart beating as fast as mine. Your hands spread my thighs wide, stopping me from rubbing them together. I whine and protest, but follow your lead. You tease and grab all the right places that aren't where I need you to go. Kneading my hips and outer thighs, circling my belly button, tracing and scratching my inner thighs. This teasing is agony, but I reveal in it. Every caress builds and builds and builds. You slide my panties to the side and shift your hands behind me to unclasp my bra. I throw it to the side and hungrily wait for your next move. All but naked and spread wide, my body burns for your touch. After what feels like ages, you give me what I desperately need. Your hands finally finds my folds while the others wanders. A moment I am paralyzed with pleasure. As you smear your fingertips all over me, I surrender. My body becomes an instrument and you are the player, finding new movements, pressures and patterns that I would never have tried. Spreading, circling, rubbing and thrusting, I squirm and writhe in ecstasy as you dig the other hand deep into my wetness. You coat my nipples and my juices, pinching and pulling hard, overwhelming me. The added pressure, coolness, and my scent in the air sends shivers across my body. You take your time before pressing your fingers to my lips. Eager, I suck them clean. I taste different on your fingers, and it only makes me want more. Your hands are so much different than mine, both strange and familiar at the same time. One hand works in and out, curling knuckles deep inside me. The other returns to my well, and I continue drinking myself from your fingers. Your rhythm changes unpredictably. Would you listen to my moans and push me closer to the edge? I make noises and I'm not ready for it. My body is twitching and dripping under your hands. You are both rough and gentle at the same time, changing pressures, places and angles, driving me crazy. I can't prepare, so I let go, embracing how you move me. My attention builds and builds and making me scream for release. As if answering my thoughts, you focus both hands on my wetness. My hands snap to yours as you pull my orgasm from me. Circling, rubbing, thrusting, pinching and pulling, I thrash and moan as you overstimulate me. I don't want you to stop. I need to ride this way forever. But eventually it crashes and I catch my breath. As I slowly float back to reality, your hands roam over my hypersensitive body, chasing shivers and aftershocks. I can't help but giggle as you move now. You bring your hands back to my lips, and I suck each finger clean. We both lay there on the couch, sweaty and panting, and I finally speak. Thank you for giving me what I needed.